Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hello, everyone. excuse me. I see that I have zero callers today, so what I'm probably just going to do is a general reading for the whole audience, and then I'm going to log off, but I'll be back on again soon, so hopefully next time I'll get some callers. Okay, so as you know, my name is Christiana. Welcome to the show. A little bit about myself. I'm mainly intuitive and clairaudient. Clairaudient means I receive messages from spirit through hearing. Sometimes it's like someone's talking to me, and other times it's an inner voice. My tools of choice are the pendulum, tarot, runes, and oracle cards. I use whatever I'm drawn to pertaining to each client. I have been doing readings for people on and off for 8 years. I'm accurate, but please keep in mind that I'm not perfect. Sometimes things can be off. Just being honest here. So, you know, you can't always expect everything to be like 100% accurate because we're human and sometimes make mistakes. So anyways, I'm an empath as well. I absorb feelings of others and their energy, so I'm able to pick up your energy just by hearing your voice. And then a little bit about my services. Please check out my Facebook page, Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. Please click on the link in the description box. I can give you a much longer reading than I can on the show for a reasonable price. I have a sliding scale fee. Please pay per minute. However, if you need to negotiate with me, please do so and I will adjust the price. Feel free to contact me on my page anytime. On today's show, I'm taking callers for free mini readings. Please limit your question if someone happens to call in. Please limit your questions to one per person. No health, pregnancy, legal, or time frame questions. Okay, so I'm going to start off with a generalized reading for the audience. One second while I shuffle the cards. Now I'm just going to shuffle the cards a few times. One second. Okay. I'm pulling the cards right now. So these cards are all in the grid, so it's going to take me a minute to read these cards. Okay, so the first card I got was the Hermit card, and it is inverted. So this, since it is the Hermit card, to me that means someone that's like in isolation. So since it's reversed, I think this is pertaining to someone that is more extroverted, more social. And then I got the Star card in reverse. So that's usually someone that's in the forefront of something or, in the forefront. It doesn't have to be a celebrity or a performing artist, but it could be just someone in the forefront, like a doctor or something like that. Just reflecting who the person is. And then I got the Moon card in reverse. And so this card is originally about powerful intuitive epiphanies. So I feel like maybe this person that I'm referring to is not spiritually in touch spiritually with things, and they need to start tapping into that spirituality more. You know, it varies for everyone what their path is, but I believe if you search, you'll find your path. And then I got the Nine of Spring card. Just talking about protecting the fruits of your labors, prepare for possible challenges that lie ahead, and environmental conservation. So that would be something that you'd be really good at, is environmental conservation. Anything to do with wildlife, you know, animals, nature, forests, just stuff like that. Then I got the Five of Spring card. So it's just talking about that you have opposing goals arising from different opinions, feeling at odds with yourself or others over the ambitious people. So because you're in the forefront, I feel like you're going to come across a lot of people that are overly ambitious, and just know that there's no need to feel competitive with them. Just try not to compare yourself to them, and you won't have to feel competitive. And then the last card here is the Queen of Winter, strong, patient, self-sufficient, funny. Let go of people or things that no longer serve you. Now is the time to focus on career, unmarried, or divorced individuals. So this would be for someone that's obviously unmarried or divorced. And then I'm just pulling one more card. Two of Summer. So it's just talking about falling in love and making a serious commitment to someone. Forgiveness and a resolution of a problem. Don't give up. Your relationship can be healed. So someone that's in a relationship, know that you can work on the relationship, make it work, and make it last. Cool. Well, that was the general reading for today. I know that was really quick, and usually I'll have callers, so what I'm going to do is just log off, but thank you everyone that's going to end up listening to the show, and take care.